TalkZone.com!
Usually, when you hear an attorney and an athlete working together, either the athlete is in trouble with the law or involved in a contentious contract negotiation. I'm attorney David Spada, here with former Chicago Bear Robin Earl, and that's not the case here. You're listening to Barely Legal. Let me brief you on what Barely Legal is about. For the next hour, Rob and I will talk sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and tackle the hot legal issues affecting athletes. And now, Barely Legal.
It's another Hump Day Wednesday. Good morning, everyone. We are back better than ever. This is the Barely Legal Show here on 670thescore.com. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for the Bears. And my co-host each week, as usual, my personal attorney, and a good one at that, David Spada. The Barely Legal Show promises to be entertaining, informative, and help bring back some of the great memories our sports heroes have provided for us over the years. And let me tell you, I have a lot of steam to get off my chest today, and I'm not going to mention names, David, but it starts with a capital C and ends with UBS. A huge thank you goes out, of course, to Dave Olson, our awesome engineer behind the glass with TalkZone.com, and our great sponsors, Stewart's Coffee, Spada Law Offices, the great team from Liberty International, and the new WOW Mobile Wireless Global Freedom Phone Service, which I'm going to talk about later in the show. And let me tell you, what a crazy and wacky week so far, David. Quarterbacks coming out of retirement. The Cubs can't get out of the sewer. And the Bears defense had 29 of 34 passes completed against them against Buffalo. What the hell is going on?
It's just a crazy week in sports here. I mean, Lou Piniella got warned for jaywalking. I wish he would have got arrested yesterday the way he's been managing that team.
Well, you know what, jaywalking, he could even get out the first base on a controversial call.
He needs a wheelchair. He's an old guy now.
You know what?
Go back to Tampa with the old people, walk around the mall all day, and that's basically it.
Yeah, you know what? I wrote off the Cubs Monday night. I stayed up late to watch that frickin' Kevin Gregg. I hope they ship his ass out somewhere, back to Miami, put him in a hole, et cetera, et cetera. But hey, that's for later in the show.
Let's start talking some football.
And we got on the air right now with us and a guy that I'm anxious to talk to. You know, we came out the same year. I think we might have played against each other. I know he played safety and I was a fullback. We butted heads. I'm trying to remember if we were, had a couple all-star games together. But the president of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fine, Robin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming on, man, and talk a little football. We like to open up our segment here at the Barely Legal Show. You probably thought the Barely Legal Show was some kind of a porno site or something.
Maybe knock some sense to you when you're playing.
You said that, not me.
Hey, you guys got to be really, really excited. I know that, I'm looking at the Central Division here with the NFC, and you got the Green Bay Packers.
You're showing your age, Robin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. The NFC North. Here I am at talk show. I've been doing this for about almost going on 10 months now. I can't even get my divisions right. But anyway, you got the Packers. New defense, Don Capers. You got the Bears. New quarterback, young receivers, et cetera. And then we got the Minnesota Vikings that this Brett Favre thing just doesn't want to disappear. How are the Packers shaping up here, man? And we're real excited about that opener coming up.
Oh yeah, it should be great. We started obviously at our first preseason game last week, and don't want to read too much into it, but we played very well. I was especially impressed with our defense. I think the move to 3-4 and more importantly, having a coordinator like Dom Capers is really going to make a difference. Offensively, we have a lot of weapons. I thought last year Aaron Rodgers, under really unbelievable scrutiny and pressure, following a legend and all that he faced both on and off the field, really performed very well. And, he's just looked even better this year in training camp. I think he's going to develop. He'll be the leader of this team, and I think our receiving core is probably one of the deepest in the league, and we're optimistic. I think, and as you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of interest in our division this year, and I think that's good for the game and good for each team in our division.
Who decided to go to the 3-4 defense? Was that your head coach? Was it the GM, or was that your decision?
No, that was Mike McCarthy's decision. Yep.
Did you have to change the way your whole team was set up?
As an offensive coach for years, he felt that the 3-4 defense just presents so many more problems and limits what you can do on offense. And, we were just really fortunate to be able to find a coach with a kind of experience, not only as a defensive coordinator, but also as a head coach. And, Dom has really been a great addition to the staff.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the 3-4 defense, if you can utilize the talent that you have and it creates a lot more problems for the offense because basically you got four linebackers now that you've got to deal with. And if you've got a real stud nose tackle in the middle and clog up the A-gaps, gives your defense, I think, a little bit of advantage.
Yeah. Well, you're always bringing a fourth or a fifth person, and the offense doesn't know where he's coming from. I think there's a little more uncertainty than you face with the 4-3. But, Robin, it still comes down to players. And, if you've got good players with either the 4-3 or 3-4, you're going to create problems for the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to we broadcast on the 670, thescore.com website, and listen to Hanley and Molly in the morning. Zach Zaman was saying that the difference between the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears this year will be, because of the new personnel, because of the coaching, because of the defense changes, the quarterbacks, et cetera, will probably come down to, injuries and coaching. And, of course, he emphasized coaching, but I really think it's really the injuries and the chemistry among the players is what's really going to make the difference. And who can adjust the fastest, the quickest, will probably come out ahead on this season.
Yeah, and you're right. I think it's a very balanced division, and, I think any of the three teams could win it. It's going to be some great games. I'm not discounting Detroit, but it'll be a long way for them to go. I think the interest in the games this year is going to be an all-time high. And you're right, I think key injury here or there could make a difference. I think one of the things that helps us a little bit is we'll be the only team in the division that runs a 3-4 defense. So that might give us a little advantage in terms of teams being familiar and having worked against a 3-4.
Question for you about Brett Favre real quick. Last year, you guys did not want to trade him to the Vikings, trade him to the Lions within the division. You trade him to the Jets. Brett Favre goes to the Jets, and then he gets the Jets to release him because he wants to retire. And now Brett all of a sudden signs with the Vikings. Do you kind of feel pissed off that he did this, or you don't really care?
At this point, no, we don't care. Obviously, last year, we tried to structure it. I think the attitude among players, particularly in our whole organization, is, God bless him, if he wants to play, I mean, how many 40-year-olds have the ability to play in the NFL? If he wants to do it, great. And, I think it's funny, talk to a lot of our fans. I think some feel that way. Geez, it's great if he wants to keep playing. I think some feel like he's kind of turned his back on the Packer fans. But I think each person has to decide that. And I tell you one thing, though, the two games against the Vikings this year has given me a lot of interest. ESPN is salivating.
Yeah, you know what?
The ratings for that Monday night game are going to be unbelievable.
That Sunday night game opener is going to be terrific. And, hey, Mark, I want to tell you this. I grew up in Seattle, went to the University of Washington. I grew up a Packer fan. You know that.
He's hitting you up for tickets, for that game.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have been much of a Packer fan when you were playing for the Bears.
No, of course not. Of course not. But anyway, I know you've got to go. You've got a couple of minutes. And we really